Right. You have to be very careful with that. I mean, there's a right way and a wrong way to create that transition from narrowness to wideness. And keep in mind, you have available to you the widening of the space above that in the molecular region. And if you use the tongue appropriately and the pharynx muscles, you can create the sudden change more by widening than by narrowing. But let me also tell you that in many videos that you'll see, the people who go to loud production will very often bring that epilarynx over the top so you can't even see the vocal folds anymore because they're making use of this exact thing that I've been talking about. And if you look at the Tuvian and Mongolian chants, you can't see any vocal folds most of the time. They are so constricted in that region. And yet, they're producing wonderful sounds. But it has to be balanced. Widening and narrowing both have purpose, but they have to be relative to each other and well connected.
And one last question. You skipped a slide when you had a little snafu there. There was a slide you skipped with the F1, F2, and the harmonics, which one they're matching and stuff. I was just wondering.
Oh, did I? I don't know if we have. Probably not. We'll pick that up later time.